friends. Before we dig in on today's episode, I need to review some of the fine print. The availability of the items discussed in today's podcast may have changed by the time you're listening. Product availability also may vary by region and by season, so be sure to check your local Trader Joe's for what they're currently carrying. This podcast is not affiliated with nor endorsed by Trader Joe's, and all opinions and statements made are my own and do not represent the company. Alrighty. Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me for a new episode of Hey Trader M this week. It's been a little bit, I feel like it's been like a month now since I've done an episode. I've just been moving. It's been super crazy. My son is 6 months old now, so he is, you know, a lot more active. He sleeps a lot less than he did when he was tiny. You know, and unpacking, like I said, we've just moved into our house, and so it's been a lot to unpack. You know, if you might recall, I mentioned I live in a tiny studio and when I lived in Santa Barbara, so trying to acclimate to having a house has definitely been a lot, but we're slowly working through it. I'm still looking for a job. Jonathan found a job, so things have been pretty good, but life's still just gotten very busy, and I've had to definitely shuffle some things around. I can't remember where I heard this, but I feel like it's just good advice that's been helping me right now in this kind of season of life. But, you know, as we do go through life, we juggle more and more, and it's important when we're thinking about juggling as a metaphor, you know, you're juggling balls. At some point you're going to drop the ball. You know, we all drop the ball in life, but it's important to be able to discern which balls are going to break and which ones are going to bounce back. So here I am, I'm bouncing back, taking it easy today. My son's taking a nap. I've got a nice cup of the maple flavored coffee that Trader Joe's has right now. I'm going to be really honest, it's not my favorite. It's kind of bitter. I don't know. But anybody who knows me will know that Trader Joe's, you know, coffee grounds or brewed coffee, their cold brews are pretty solid. But as far as the bean coffee, I don't know if I would be quick to recommend it. It's solid coffee if you're not too picky about your coffee, but it's not the best either. So I've been up in my creamer lately to kind of power through this bag, although I could return it if I wanted to. Trader Joe's has a very good return policy. Even if you don't like something, you try it, you can take it back, get something you do like, but it's not bad coffee. I feel like for me personally, I just don't have any real grounds to take it back. So that's my quick little review. Sorry, didn't mean to go on a tangent about my coffee there. So let's dig into today's episode. I'm going to talk about road trip snacks and what I look for in a good road trip snack. I'm going to share this awesome recipe sent in by my very best friend in the whole world, Andrea. And then finally, we're going to talk about houseplants. Trader Joe's has a lot of great, cute houseplants. They're definitely trending even before the pandemic, but especially now that we're all spending more time at home. I thought I would just highlight a few little tricks and tips I've picked up from working at Trader Joe's when it comes to picking the right plant for you. Help spruce up your space. If you've got a work from home desk, there's some cute plants to little ones to decorate. And I definitely had some plants at my desk when I worked for the city. It's really nice. Trace amounts of oxygen. It's great. Love plants. All right. So let's just start. All right. So I'm going to be honest. When I bought my road trip snacks, I did not have anything super planned. I did not have a list. I went in, I was super rushed. Okay, I had, you know, maybe a 20-minute window between what I was doing before and what I had to do next. It was the very last day. We were leaving that afternoon. I did it in the morning. There was no time. So I'm not going to lie. This is kind of a fly-by-the-handle review. I just kind of grabbed things. They should make a Food Network show about speed shopping in Trader Joe's. That would be hilarious. I would watch that. But that's definitely what it felt like. Like I was on guys' grocery games, but it was literally just buying road trip snacks. So although I didn't have the exact snacks in mind, I definitely was thinking about what I look for in a road trip snack. You can't just buy anything, eat anything, because you're driving, and it's not like you have access to a sink to wash your hands or. So there's a lot of things you have to think about. Definitely, I do not like to have sticky fingers when I'm driving. Even before COVID, can you try to imagine licking some Cheeto dust off your fingers right now? People would look at you like you're crazy. So even before COVID, but even now too, like I just hate having crap on my steering wheel. So that's one thing I think about, no sticky fingers. The next thing I like to think about is something that is easy to eat, right? You're driving, you're really only doing it with one hand. Luckily, I was very fortunate that my dad came along on the trip. He drove up from Redlands, helped us out a bunch. So did my stepmom, but Lori, hi Lori. They came up and they helped us out, and then dad drove up with me to Vancouver, so he could unwrap things and hand them to me. But if you're adventurous, if you're flying solo, you might want to keep that in mind. You want snacks that you can safely enjoy on the road. Again, another thing I look for, not too much salt. It's important to stay hydrated, but I find that if I'm eating a ton of salty food, I'm drinking a ton more water. And then you're gonna have to stop a lot. And, when I'm going somewhere, I like to get to where I'm going. Luckily, Forrest was super awesome in the car. We stopped every 3, 4 hours, change him, feed him. So we were able to make some really good headway. And there wasn't a lot of traffic. The forest fires have, largely cleared up along the route we were driving at that time. So that was really nice too. It was a good drive. We didn't have to stop a lot. It was fast. But anyway, that's why I don't like too many salty snacks because, like I just said, you have to stop a little bit more. I find anyway. Okay, so here's what I picked up. I picked up the Coffee Lovers espresso beans. I featured them in my story. I didn't do anything fancy. I was kind of rushed, but I still wanted to put some content out. So I just did a little story with these coffee beans and a little slide scale poll on Instagram. You know how. Anyway, with a little coffee cup. But these are actually really good. And, they sell the big tub of chocolate covered espresso beans. But those are just dark chocolate and it's all one flavor. The one I'm talking about, it's like a small little grab pack. They're usually kept by the registers. And these ones have a variety of the chocolate coatings based off of different coffee drinks. So there's like mocha and latte and, some other really good flavors. And I like these because you get, the caffeine from eating the espresso bean. I'm pretty sure that you. I mean, I feel more energized when I eat them. But yeah, you just get that little caffeine rush. It's a little sugar rush. Super tasty. And it's just a small bag, so one serving, which is nice. Another thing I picked up were the soft and juicy mandarins from the dried fruit section. I know dried fruit can be very sticky, but this wasn't that sticky to me. They felt pretty dry, so they didn't get my fingers all gross. And out of all the dried fruit, these are some of my favorite ones. They definitely taste like mandarin oranges. Like when you think of, I don't know, like a canned mandarin even. They definitely taste like that. I don't know, kind of a nostalgic flavor for me. I ate a lot of those mandarin fruit cups as a kid. Another thing I picked up were these Fiberful granola bars. They're like the little, they come in a box of six. They're not the single serve bars. They have rolled oats and chocolate chips. They also have a peanut butter flavor. Each bar has 9 grams of fiber, 5 grams of protein. So it's not too bad for a little bar. I'm sure they're high in the sugar, but I don't look. And when you're driving a lot and I'm going to be very real for a moment. When I'm on the road, I'm not as regular as I wish I was. Again, it's just sitting all day and eating like crap a lot for your big meals and not sleeping well. There's a lot of things that go into how regular you are. And so I always like to eat a little extra fiber. These Fiberful granola bars are great. So that's always great. And then the peanut butter filled pretzels, there's two varieties, one with salt, one without salt. Of course, I got the one without salt. Again, classic snack. My brother Dylan actually shared these with me. I put on my Instagram, I did a little suggestion box type of a deal, asking what your favorite road trip snacks are. And my brother Dylan said chocolate covered pre or not chocolate covered pretzels, peanut butter pretzels. I do love chocolate covered pretzels. No, but the peanut butter pretzels, and they were pretty good. And I definitely trust his word. My brother has done a fair share of adventures, and trips in his life. He's been all over the world, Mexico, Thailand. He lives in Colorado, so I feel like his Instagram feed is just like a nonstop adventure, outdoor nature adventure. So, thank you for suggesting those pretzels, Dylan. They were great. Other snacks, people seem to like that. I didn't personally pick up, but of course, I'm going to give an honorable mention. You got the trail mix. Trader Joe's has tons of trail mix. I like the one that I posted when it with it, it's just cashews, almonds, and chocolate. I also like the rainbow trails. I think it's just, peanuts, M&Ms, and raisins. And I'm sure other nuts, but the traditional trail mix, whatever. And then jerky. They've got a ton of jerky. They've got the jerky sticks, they've got the jerky bars, they've got the strip jerky. Sometimes they have watermelon jerky. Fun fact, I think it takes 3.5 watermelons to make a bag. It says on the bottom, like if you're looking at the package of the watermelon jerky, on the bottom of the bag, it'll say, I think it's 3.5 watermelons. If you're feeling adventurous, you can try that. It just tastes like dried watermelon. I don't know. I wasn't super into it. Some people really like it. So yeah, those are the road trip snacks I picked up. What are your favorite road trip snacks? Write in, let me know. I'm gonna drop my contact information at the end of the show, as I always do. Hit me up. I definitely would like to hear about your road trip snacks, or if you had a crazy road trip story, I definitely want to hear it too. I've got a crazy road trip story, actually. I'm gonna tell it. It's one of my favorite stories of all time. So Jonathan and I, we're newlyweds still, and he had planned a trip to San Francisco, a little road trip. Unfortunately, it was in February, so the weather along the drive was actually really snowy, very dangerous. And we were also driving at the time a 1992 Ford Ranger. It was a truck, didn't even have all-wheel drive or, yeah, four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, the one where all your wheels turn and it's good. I should know that. And we didn't even have chains. We were so unprepared. We were like, I don't know, like 19. We were so young. So we had no idea. And we were driving, and we were like literally on the mountain. And all of a sudden, my wheels, spun out. It's like I was going up a very snowy hill. And you know how sometimes when you go up a gear and you hear your engine kind of kick it up a notch and your tires kind of jolt forward. I think the snow, it just lost its traction. I was going 20 miles an hour. But all of a sudden I'm swerving to the other side of the road, swerving this way, swerving that way. It was so terrifying. I just remember Jonathan was so patient. He was very calm. He guided me through. He told me exactly what to do with the wheel. I remembered. He's like, no, just don't put on the brake. Just slow down. Just, take your foot off the gas, straighten out. And luckily we were totally safe. But that was definitely one of my craziest road trip stories. And we had a great time in San Francisco too. But yeah, that was definitely a terrifying experience. But anyway, if you have a crazy road trip story, I want to hear it. I don't know, or anything you want to say. And so when we come back, I'm going to play a little jingle. When we come back, I'm going to share this recipe my friend Andrea submitted, my very best friend. We've been best friends for like 20 years, and she's got great taste, so I can't wait to share this recipe she wrote in. Right, y'all. Best friend in the whole world and fellow Trader Joe's enthusiast Andrea shared this awesome recipe with me for a shawarma chicken flatbread. For this recipe, whip out your little shopping list because you're going to want to add these to your list right now. You're going to add the shawarma chicken thighs. These are pre-marinated boneless chicken thighs, not cooked. You're going to be in the meat section, in a little pack, little vacuum sealed pack. You're also going to want some non-style bread. You can either pick it up from the fresh bread section. There's also some frozen kind too. You can also make your own. It's really easy. But if you're in a grab and go kind of, you need something quick and easy to make, this is just grab some naan. You're also going to want to pick up some of the garlic spread. This is in the dips section with the cold, like fresh salsas. You're also going to want to pick up some kind of greens. You know, some people like spinach, some people like arugula, some people like kale, whatever you want to put on there. And finally, you're going to want to pick up some chickpeas. Now, this is probably going to be the most prep work oriented part of this recipe is roasting the chickpeas. When you get home, before you start your chicken on, you know, whatever, however you're cooking your chicken, if you're going to bake it or if you're going to, I mean, I would just cook it up in a pan, but these chickpeas, you're going to rinse them, drain them, rinse them. You're going to toss them in some olive oil and you're going to add the spices of your choice. You could do some paprika. You could do some everything but the bagel seasoning. You can do some lemon pepper, whatever you want to put, salt, whatever. Just season them, toss them in some olive oil, and then you're going to bake them on a cookie sheet in your oven. Oven's going to be set to 400 degrees, and you're going to bake them for 20 to 30 minutes. And that's it. So, you know, you're going to take the naan bread, warm it up. Going to put that garlic spread on it. You can warm it up or you can keep the garlic spread cold. You're going to add the shawarma. You're going to add the greens, roasted chickpeas. And that's the gist of the recipe. It's really easy. And I'm constantly looking for quick, easy recipes like this where it's just a few components and it can come together in 30 minutes. It's also a great recipe if you're trying to knock out some meal prep because you can keep all these components kind of in their separate containers. You know, just cook up the chicken, have that ready to go. Have the chickpeas in the separate, and you can assemble it, you know, at your desk or, you know, wherever you're eating your lunch, you can just assemble it real quick and then it's ready to go. So this was an awesome recipe. Thanks, Andrea, for sending it in. Super, super glad you did. All right, if you've ever shopped at Trader Joe's, you already know this to be true, but Trader Joe's, I gotta say, has fantastic houseplants. And right now it seems more and more people I know are buying them. We're entering into the holiday season. It's a big gift-giving season. Plants are a great gift. And you know, I feel like just everyone's buying plants right now. So I thought that this would be a good topic to highlight in my podcast. One major thing about plants that you need to know when you're going into the store to buy one is that they're sourced very regionally. And so some states, like if you follow a lot of Instagram hashtags about Trader Joe's, you'll see in certain regions they'll get like a little llama ceramic pot with a plant, while in other regions they don't have that. Like in Washington, I don't think we got those. We certainly did not in Santa Barbara. And so it's very important to keep in mind that some areas get certain plants and some don't. This also applies to cut flowers. If there's a big weather event like a hurricane or a fire, that could definitely affect the availability of some of the plants and flowers too. So when you see a plant you really like, it's very important to be opportunistic. So next time you're in there and you see a plant that you like, pick it up because it might not be available the next time you're in. So another thing, I figured more and more of my friends I see are buying plants, they're posting them on Instagram or whatever. So I just thought I'd give you a few tips that I use about my plants. I have a pretty solid plant collection. I have a, you know, maybe five or six plants that I have. I know some people have way more, but that's part of buying plants, right? You knowing how much you can take on. But here are a few tips that I have when you're thinking about buying a plant from Trader Joe's. First and foremost, make sure you know what kind of plant you're buying. Houseplant411.com is a resource that I frequently go to, and since I've started using it, I haven't killed any of my plants. It's very important that you know what kind of, you know, plant you're buying so you have exact care instructions for the plant, and it can also help you figure out if it's the right plant for the room you're looking for. Like if you're looking for a plant for your bathroom, there's certain plants you're not going to want to get, right? Or there might be plants that are going to do better in your bathroom. So first and foremost, identify your plant. Secondly, you want to feel the soil of the plant before you buy it, because if it's really, really soaked, you might want to consider a different plant. Or if it feels really soaked and the plant's looking a little sad, right, maybe just pick a different one. Look out for if there's mites or anything. Just look at your plant first before you buy it to make sure that it seems to be doing pretty good, because sometimes you take a plant home and the reason it dies has nothing to do with you. It might have been, doomed from the start. So look at the plant before you buy it. All right, I just wanted to share this little tidbit from my friend Dan. He sent it in about houseplants. You might remember that when I first started this project, I asked for, a bunch of my friends, hey, send me in stories if you have any, or, what do you love about Trader Joe's, or, anything related to Trader Joe's you feel like telling me, just send it in. And so this is what he had to say. I would say that about 60% of my houseplants hail from Trader Joe's. I have orchids, monsteras, succulents, ferns, and spider plants from Trader Joe's, and they are so smart to do this because I have a living, breathing thing in my apartment that reminds me of how much I love Trader Joe's. As an aside, I recently found a monstera in the dumpster at my apartment building, and since I bought one from the Joe's earlier this summer, I recognized that this sad and sickly monstera also came from the Trader place. I rescued that thing so fast, and I felt like a superior human being because I have been a responsible monstera plant daddy, and I was able to rescue this poor living plant from the woes of a not so savvy human and at dumpstertus, not a word, end. So there you go. People are just really loving plants right now. So again, if you see one at Trader Joe's and you like it and you want to spruce up your work from home space, or add a little something to your bedside table or in your living room or whatever, feel free to do so. Plus, we're entering into fall and there's going to be some good, interesting flowers and plants that are going to be coming in to the stores here. So, if you like it, pick it up. All right, before I end this episode, I just wanted to end it on a note of gratitude. Thank you so much to everybody who has been listening to my podcast, and who's messaged me on Instagram or emailed me or texted me asking me, hey, when's the next episode coming out? I can't wait. It's really encouraged me to keep going because I was feeling burnout for a little bit, but that's because I've been moving and unpacking and taking care of Forrest and just dealing with all these things. So it really meant a lot to me. Those of you who texted me and reached out to me, it really just was really nice. I felt like, all right, people really do like the show. I'll keep doing it. Margarita, Michelle, Jennifer, Arlene, especially all my old coworkers at Santa Barbara, I'm giving you a shout out because y'all have been so nice and just checking in with me during this move. So I really appreciate that. And again, to all my listeners too, I appreciate everybody who takes time to tune in. So I hope you have a great rest of your morning, afternoon, evening, week, month, year. 2020 has been a heck of a year. I think we could all, let's just finish strong. This year is like never ending. I think we can all relate to that. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Definitely going to prioritize putting out more of these episodes for you all. This was really fun to make this week's episode too. It's been nice to just kind of change things up and do something different. So, alrighty, cheers. Thank you so much for listening. That concludes today's episode. Want more Trader M content? Follow me on Instagram at HeyTraderM. Got something else on your mind? A recipe? A comment on today's episode? Or a product you think I should share with my listeners? Drop me a line by emailing me. HeyTraderM@gmail.com.